Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, pendukung privasi prihatin tentang risiko teknologi pengawasan yang berpotensi disalahgunakan oleh lembaga penegak hukum, sementara otoritas kesehatan mencoba mengelola protes yang diikuti oleh ribuan orang selama pandemi. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Julia K. Katzel. Protes terhadap rasisme di Amerika Serikat telah memicu percakapan tentang kekuatan polisi di seluruh dunia. Departemen Kepolisian sedang dikritik dan raksasa teknologi Amazon dan Microsoft melarang penggunaan perangkat lunak pengenalan wajah mereka oleh polisi. Perangkat lunak itu digunakan untuk membantu penegak hukum federal mengidentifikasi tersangka, namun tidak akurat dalam hal pengenalan ras. Lizzie O'Shea, Ketua Digital Rights Watch, mengatakan saat ini masih tidak ada regulasi yang tepat.
This technology is really dangerous and it's being implemented often without accountability. We know in Australia that various law enforcement agencies have used facial recognition technology that doesn't seem, in our view, to be appropriate oversight over that process. So until there's laws in place that properly regulate how it might be able to be used, we don't think it's safe for law enforcement to be using it.
Sementara itu, advokat privasi telah mengungkapkan keprihatinan mereka tentang metode pengawasan yang digunakan untuk mengatasi COVID-19. Di Australia, aplikasi pelacakan COVID Safe dari pemerintah federal memicu kekhawatiran tentang data pribadi yang disimpan pada database pemerintah pusat. Pemerintah federal menyatakan informasi aplikasi diinkripsi dan tidak mengumpulkan data lokasi. Namun Graham Greenleaf, Profesor Hukum dan Sistem Informasi dari University of New South Wales, mengatakan ketakutan awal itu dapat dibenarkan.
You're carrying a surveillance system in your pocket, and it is a surveillance system run by the government, not run by a private company that just wants to sell you some more stuff. Unlike Facebook or Google, governments have coercive powers. They can arrest you. You can end up in prison for things that you do on the basis of evidence that's collected about you.
Tapi banyak yang telah terjadi sejak peluncuran aplikasi itu pada bulan April. Pemerintah menyelesaikan peraturan COVID Safe dan memperkenalkan serangkaian tindakan untuk melindungi privasi. Mantan Komisaris Privasi Australia, Malcolm Crompton, mengatakan undang-undang itu luar biasa.
The government went to quite considerable lengths to say this is the only data that will be collected. This is the only way in which it will be used. It's illegal to do anything else. It's protected against foreign interference. It's protected against police forces and national security people.
Namun Greenleaf mengatakan masih kurang adanya transparansi dari pemerintah.
It collects every contact that you have with another person within the Bluetooth signal range of the phone at the time. So it collects a lot more information than ministers state.
Crompton setuju bahwa masih banyak pekerjaan yang harus dilakukan.
So the legislation is very good. It's whether the app leaks in terms of the security arrangements that are in the app at the technical level. It's whether the Privacy Commissioner has actually enough resources to enforce the law. The law itself is good. Implementation is possibly a bit more questionable.
Lebih dari 6 juta warga Australia telah mengunduh aplikasi itu sejak dirilis. Namun beberapa mempertanyakan pandangan dari pesan publik yang melambat baru-baru ini tentang aplikasi tersebut. Presiden Chatswood Chamber of Commerce, Stephen Hui, mengatakan ia khawatir setelah seorang pemrotes di Melbourne dinyatakan positif terjangkit COVID-19.
Yeah, I thought the protesters and I guess the relaxing of the restrictions is a perfect opportunity for them to sort of promote the COVID safe app again. Because that's the whole purpose of its design. Because nowadays when you go to a restaurant, you've got to leave the details. But having the app, that's what the app does. So it seems to be a lot of discussion at the start, but now that completely dropped off the radar.
Dan Crompton mengatakan aksi protes tersebut dapat mengungkapkan keefektifan sebenarnya dari aplikasi itu.
The recent demonstrations may actually prove to be quite a useful demonstration of either its utility or its lack of utility should there be a breakout. of COVID as a result of the demonstration. So let's wait and see. Let's give it the benefit of the doubt.
Anda dapat tetap mengikuti informasi terbaru tentang virus corona dalam bahasa Indonesia di sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.